Leviticus chapter 10. Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer, put fire in it, and incense on it, and offered an illegitimate fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. Fire flared out from before the Lord, consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord said, I will show myself holy among those who come near me, and before all the people I will be glorified." So Aaron kept silent. Then Moses summoned Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, Aaron's uncle, and said to them, "Come here. Carry your relatives from the front of the sanctuary to a place outside the camp." So they came and carried them in their tunics outside the camp, as Moses had directed. Then Moses said to Aaron and his sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, "Do not dishevel your hair or tear your clothes, so that you do not die, and that wrath comes on all the congregation. But your kinsmen, the whole house of Israel, they may mourn for the ones the Lord has burned up. Do not leave the entrance of the tent of meeting, or you will die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is on you." And they did according to the word of Moses. Then the Lord spoke to Aaron, saying, "Do not drink wine or strong drink, you or your sons with you, when you enter the tent of meeting, so that you do not die. This is a statute forever throughout your generations. You must make a distinction between the holy and the common, between the unclean and the clean. And you must teach the Israelites all the statutes that the Lord has spoken to them through Moses." Then Moses spoke to Aaron and his remaining sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, "Take the grain offering left over from the offerings of the Lord made by fire, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, for it is most holy. You must eat it in a holy place, because it is the allotted portion for you and your sons, from the offerings of the Lord made by fire, for so I am commanded. And the breast and the thigh waved high, you must eat in a clean place, you, your sons, and your daughters with you. They have been given as the allotted portion for you and your sons from the peace offering sacrifices of the Israelites. The thigh and the breast wave high, they must bring with the offerings of fat made by fire, to wave high for a wave offering before the Lord. They are yours and your sons with you, as a perpetual portion, just as the Lord has commanded." When Moses searched for the goat of the sin offering and found it had been burned up already, he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's remaining sons, saying, "Why did you not eat the sin offering in the sanctuary area, seeing it is most holy? And God has given it to you to remove the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before the Lord. Look, its blood was not brought into the inside of the sanctuary. You should certainly have eaten it in the sanctuary as I commanded." Then Aaron spoke to Moses, "Today they have offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord, and yet such things as these have happened. If I had eaten the sin offering today, would it have been pleasing in the sight of the Lord?" When Moses heard that, it seemed good in his sight.